Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Monday afternoon, and shenanigans are, well, they're in action as we speak up there on Capitol Square. It is absolutely disgusting. There's no other word for it. No other word for it that the Virginia Democrats are now undertaking efforts to, number one, undermine the will of we the people here in my beloved Commonwealth. And number two, trying to play really shady, underhanded games with an election that's just 8 days away. Let's start with the threat to you and to me. You and I chose a nonpartisan district drawing commission. It's just a couple of years old. We said we don't want the drawing of legislative districts in the hands of any political party, Republican or Democrat. It was approved overwhelmingly by we the people. It was Democrats, it was Republicans, it was independents, it was people who for the most part don't vote every election. But everybody agreed we do not want partisan line drawing folks. We want nonpartisan. We don't want legislators choosing their own districts, drawing their own districts. And now the Virginia Democrats come back and say, well, tough. Screw you, the people. We don't give a damn about what the people of Virginia have asked for. We're going to play games. We're going to do everything we can to slice and dice Virginia into a one-party state. As it is now, we have 11 members of Congress. We have 6 Democrats. We have 5 Republicans. I'm here to tell you that if, in fact, Virginia Democrats get their way, that would move to a 9-2 situation at best. At best. I want you to take a look at the other Commonwealth that I used to live in. I called the Commonwealth of Massachusetts home for a decade plus. 40% of the population of Massachusetts in every election votes for a Republican. You would have no idea, would you? Of course not. You know why? There are no Republican members of Congress. Why? Because the partisan Massachusetts Democrats drew those districts and continue to draw those districts in such a way that Republicans cannot win an election. Think about that. 40% of Massachusetts residents every single solitary election, vote for Republicans. And there has not been a Republican member of the Massachusetts congressional delegation for as long as I can remember. Why? Because they're partisans. Those partisans in Massachusetts continually draw those districts in such a way that only Democrats can win. And that's on full display throughout New England. You know, there used to be a thing called a New England Democrat, right? No, there was a thing called a New England Republican. Exactly. And New England Republicans, generally speaking, were socially liberal and fiscally conservative. It was a thing. It was a very real thing. And there were lots of New England Republicans, and they were successful in all of the New England states, with one exception, that being New Hampshire. New Hampshire was rock solid conservative Republican for a long time. I know, you didn't know that. Now, New Hampshire has been ruined by a whole slew of people moving in from Massachusetts. That's what's happened there. But New England Republicans, and now there's no such thing. You take a look around. Tell me about the number of Republican U.S. senators from New England. Tell me about the number of Republican members of Congress from New England. Tell me, in fact, about the representation in their state houses and state senates. It's the same thing. And again, it is because of Democrats in New England drawing districts in such a way that Republicans, for the most part, cannot be elected. And again and again and again, I'm going to refer you to Massachusetts because I lived it for years and years and years and years. 40% of Massachusetts residents vote for a Republican every year. And there are no Republicans. Now, I don't want that in Virginia. I like the idea that fundamentally each and every district is pretty competitive. And if you have a really good candidate and you got a really good message, you probably have a chance of being successful. That's what I'd like to see continue. I really would. It just pains me to think that you and I voted to establish this very process. This very process. And now Virginia Democrats are so devoid of honor and respect and dignity and virtue that they're trying to do this. But wait, there's more, as Ron Popeil might say. They've called the special session, and you know what that means, don't you? Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears, who is in the home stretch, the last few days of running for governor, and she continues to close in on Abigail Spanberger. The numbers separating them continue to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and so the Virginia Democrats pull a trick out of their hat. No, out of their hat. And say, well, we're going to have a special session. Now, Lieutenant Governor Sears, as the presiding officer of the state Senate, has to return to Richmond and preside over the state Senate and not be out on the campaign trail. It is simply wrong. Now, there used to be something called the Virginia Way. And I don't know that we have the Virginia Way anymore. I don't. And Virginia Democrats are doing everything they possibly can to completely and totally erase it. I really do wish this weren't a big partisan issue. But you know what? It's a big partisan issue. And that's exactly what it is. Nothing more, nothing less. There is nothing else that can describe this. And it's sad. It is really, really sad. And it's a threat. You make no mistake. It is a very real threat. I'll tell you that, at least in theory, Ghazala Hashmi will be at the state senate, right? Right? She'll be there. She's a member of the senate. And I do wonder if her campaign will even notice that she's not out there campaigning. Will anybody even notice that she's not out there campaigning? Because she hasn't done any campaigning in the first place. So no great loss there. In fact, we might actually see more of Ghazala Hashmi now that she's going to be forced to come out of her basement in whichever house she lives in. Because remember, she can't quite figure out where she lives. Is it Chesterfield? Is it Richmond? Is it Enrico? Is it, I don't know, California, New York, Maryland, Mars? We don't know. But we might actually see her somewhere now. It'd be crazy to think that. It is simply wrong. And it is an effort to rob people of their rights. And it's so disappointing. God, it is so disappointing. I don't want you to get depressed. Now, this is a weird thing. This is the weird thing. I know you're thinking, well, Jeff, man, you're really bumming me out. I know. But we need to be bummed out right about now about what they're doing. And then we have to use that and motivate us to get out and vote and convince even more people to go out and vote and then convince those people to convince even more people. There is a Democrat victory. We will become California, New York, Maryland. That's where we're headed. And if that happens, then a lot of us are going to think very seriously about leaving. I'm not trying to scare anybody or say anything uncomfortable. I'm just telling you the truth, flat out. Businesses are going to leave. Businesses already have plans in place to combat the craziness that could happen with a Spamburger Democrat situation. It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, Newsroom. Well, I've had to do it again. I've had to go and get some new belts. I decided, by the way, the belts I'm getting now simply don't have any holes in them because I got tired of cutting holes in them. And so it's like, forget it. So I've just got like mesh belts now and they can keep going around and around. Look, I've lost a lot of weight. I'm very happy about that. It all started. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. Little chilly, man. This is where it's going to be. Just. Pretty much that simple, isn't it? Had the opportunity a little bit earlier today. I was over at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street. Now, I love New American Arms. That's no great shock, right? And oftentimes when I go to New American Arms, I'm picking something up. And, well, yeah, I did. But that's besides the point. I was there because two of my friends, who happen to be two great Americans, were over there. And they both text me, said, hey, you're not going to guess who's here? And then somebody else said, hey, you're not going to guess where I am. Well, the guy who said, you're not going to guess who's here, just dropped by, my friend Tony Martin, who owns and operates New American Arms. And the guy who texted me and said, hey, you're not going to believe where I am, another great friend, John Reed. So they were over there discussing Second Amendment issues. I happened to be relatively close. I was down at a meeting in Scott's Addition. With you remember Louis Rogers, Capitol Square, that whole 1031 stuff? Man, he's just doing such amazing work in Scott's Addition. The construction down there is incredible. But anyway, I was down there chatting with him, and I said to both John Reed and Tony Martin, I said, yeah, well, give me like 10 minutes. I'll pop over to New American Arms. And that's what I did. So I had the chance to hang out with these great Americans talking about Second Amendment issues, talking about the importance of protecting the Second Amendment, but also talking about Tony Martin's free speech rights at New American Arms. You remember what happened, right? He put up a sign. Winston Sears, John Reed, Jason Miari. It's right there. It's on his property. It's facing Broad Street. And he got a threatening letter threatening all sorts of bad stuff would happen if he did not take that sign down. Why? Well, because it was supporting Republicans. Now, thankfully, he not only didn't find himself giving into the nonsense and pulling that sign down. You know what he did? he put up more signs and they're bigger. So God bless Tony Martin. That's a tough guy right there. But he's also a believer in our constitutional rights, every single last one of them. And John Reed, as you know, is a passionate supporter of each and every one of those rights enshrined in the Bill of Rights. And we all acknowledge that they weren't given to us by the government. They were given to us by God. They just happen to be acknowledged, if you will, in the Bill of Rights. And I always remind people, if you look at the Bill of Rights, it's fundamentally a negative thing. It's telling the government, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. You can't trample on people's rights that were given to them by God. So, again, I just had a great time hanging out with those two guys, chatting a little bit about constitutional rights. John is going to be with us at 4:05. Looking forward to having him visit. He is at the state capitol. There's a press conference and a briefing on these underhanded tricks that Virginia Democrats are trying to implement right now to steal your rights and my rights. So John will be with us at 4:05, and we'll talk a little bit about that. First thing in the morning, I sure hope you are listening to my friend Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News, just doing an amazing job, continues to do a great job. And I am always so happy to listen to Rich. Now, in a couple of moments, I want to get to the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Oh, I got a pair of tickets I got to give you as well for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, November the 12th at JPJ out in Charlottesville. We'll give those to you in the 4 o'clock hour. It is 327 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday. Oh, it is a chilly, chilly Monday. 60 degrees, yikes. This is about as warm as it's going to be, by the way, for a while. We got a lot of great stuff we are dealing with as we head through the afternoon. My friend John Reed's going to be along in about a half an hour. 4:05 is when we're looking to chat with John. He'll be fresh off an event that he is at as we speak up there at the Capitol as Democrats engaging in what can only be described as very, very underhanded, sneaky, sleazy sort of tricks. Calling a special session for the next 5 days, which means that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, who has been steadily closing the gap with CIA Abigail Spamberger, is pulled off the campaign trail. That is absolutely outrageous. But Virginia Democrats have shown very clearly they do not care about disenfranchising people. They clearly have no concern with the will of the people. Just a couple of years back, you and I voted to establish a bipartisan commission to draw these congressional lines, to draw those legislative lines. And now the Virginia Democrats have said, well, we don't really care. We don't care. We're gonna go back in and call this special session. We'll grab Winsome Sears off the campaign trail for 5 days. That's designed to hurt her and hurt Republicans in a big way. And then, since we can't beat folks like Rob Whitman or Jen Kiggins at the ballot box, well, we're just going to eliminate their districts. That's all. It's absolutely disgusting. It really is. It's just absolutely disgusting. But, you know, this is frankly what defines the Virginia Democrat Party in the year 2025. God, I wish that weren't true. But it is. It is. Quick reminder, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Taking a look at a couple of texts coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 434 says, hey, Jeff, the Democrats are running scared. It makes no common sense what they're doing, but that's the Democrat Party. Look at Tiny Tim Kaine. Yeah, well, I guess so. Bill in Henrico, Bill P. says, Jeff, for those holeless belts, check out Grip 6. I have several of them, and I like them. Okay, I will take a look at that. I'm happy to say that I found some Tommy Bahama belts. I am a Tommy Bahama guy. I always have been. And I don't know, we're headed to Florida or Nevada or something at some point, then I'll be able to wear more Tommy Bahama, I think, year round. But I saw a couple of these sort of mesh belts. I guess that's the best way to describe them. And they have no holes, so they can just, you know, you keep cinching them up. And that's where I am. So I got a couple of those. And I should be good, but I've dropped, I don't know, it's like 66, 67 pounds in the last year. I'm very happy about it. Very happy about it. Good afternoon, Jeff. I am Chris from Newport News. Our congressional district used to have Republican representation in Congress by people like Herb Bateman and later Joanne Davis. It was then gerrymandered so that now the area is, quote unquote, represented by Bobby Scott. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a pillar of political principle right there, Bobby Scott. Many voters in this district have been disenfranchised for years. If the Democrats in the General Assembly succeed in their current redistricting efforts, the rest of the state will become the same as Newport News, leaving many voters disenfranchised. I personally am beginning to think that West Virginia may be a better option. I don't know. West Virginia's cold. Right, my next stop is going to be warm, all the time. Not warm a couple of months here, warm all the time. So that kind of narrows it down, doesn't it? It sure does. Would I ever go back to California? Not a chance. Not a chance. And it's a shame what's happened to California, man. It's just been ruined. If you want that to happen here, then, you know, as CIA Abby's your gal. But Florida, it's the land of my people and all, although Heidi's not big on Florida. She's just kind of been saying, I don't know about that. But we both agree we go back to Nevada. That would be nice. And, of course, Tel Aviv, I think, is still number one on Heidi's list. But that's going to require that this $700 million Mega Millions jackpot is won by me. Or Heidi. I mean, if one of us were to win it, then we could afford to go to Tel Aviv. Otherwise, forget about it. Pat from Richmond says, hey, Jeff, please explain to me how this is not election interference. Well, it is election interference, Pat. The Republicans are being pulled off the campaign trail and they can't raise money. Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. 804 says, Jeff, well, at least Ghazala Hashmi has to come off the campaign trail as well, but she's been full basement mode, so not really any effect on her campaign. 804 says, Jeff, I don't see how any of this could even be legal. I would think that the attorney general could step in to stop this. If not the attorney general, then the state Supreme Court. Well, maybe. I don't know. Wow. Jeff, I have lived here in Virginia for the last 80 years. Well, good for you. That is great. This is a blind power grab by politicians by any means. It's happening right before our eyes. I have never been more fatalistic. Please, M in Richmond says, cheer me up, Jeff. Well, I had to get new belts. I know. Isn't that terrible? That's the best I can give you in terms of cheering you up. It's cheered me up. Ann from RVA says, hey, Jeff, good afternoon. It's very hard to watch Virginia continue down this awful path, knowing apart from the voting, which I have already done, there's nothing we can do about it. It is disgusting. And I don't know any other way to describe it. E. Tucker down in Chesterfield says, Jeff, the Dems have also timed this so that as many people as possible will have cast their delegates' votes, not even knowing that this matter will come up for the second vote before this newly elected body. Oh, yeah. It's always interesting to me. I've got friends who say, you know, Jeff, the Democrats, they're dumb. They're stupid. It's like, oh, no, they're not. Now, they might be evil and they might be sneaky and they could be sleazy, but dumb they ain't. They are absolutely not dumb. They're really smart. Smart in the wrong direction, but they're really smart. Scott Bessent, you know who he is, right? He's the, the Secretary of Treasury. He's the one who's keeping everything together and making sure that America is profitable again and we're bringing business in and all that other good stuff. Well, he appeared on that show with that lady. How's that for a description? Which one is it, Germ? Is that Meet the Depressed over on MSNBC or NBC? I don't know, whatever it is. It's that Kristen Welker. I don't know why she's there, because it appears to me she never really ever actually has a good day. So she went up against Scott Bessent. Suffice to say, it didn't go all that well for Ms. Welker. Cut number one, please.
We're now in the second longest shutdown in U.S. history. When will President Trump meet with Democrats to try to bring this shutdown to a close and get federal workers their paychecks back again, Mr. Secretary?
Well, Chris, I'm going to have to reject the premise of your question. Why does President Trump have to meet with Democrats? Democrats just need to go into the Senate and vote to end the shutdown.
He said that in the past. He said you have to be a leader. The president has to lead. You have to get people into a room. Well, you have to get a deal. When's he going to do that?
Well, he is leading, and there's no deal to do with Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is trading off his polls. What's different than when he passed the clean CR in the spring? It's his polls. You know, the whole country's being held captive to AOC's polls. But let's look at the numbers. It's 52-3. 52 Republicans have voted, I believe it's 11 times, to reopen the government. 3 Democrats have. And right here, right now, I would urge moderate Democratic senators to come across the aisle, reopen the government, because I'll tell you, we're starting to eat into muscle here. This is starting to affect travel. It's starting to affect the economy. And, you know, this is quixotic. I don't know what the purpose is. I'm not sure they do.
Yeah. Is she running for office, that Kristen Welker? Because she'd be a good candidate. Well, for the Democrats, she'd be a good candidate, right? She checks all of the right boxes, and for them, everything is a box-checking game. She'd be good here, good there, good there. Didn't sound to me like she knew what the hell she was talking about, but that would be par for the course. It is 3:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Monday, 434 hits me up over there on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, the Democrats are dumb like a fox. Yeah, I agree with you. 804 in Midlothian says, Jeff, Ghazala Hashmi technically is not in basement mode. She lives in my neighborhood and we don't have basements.
All right.
They don't know what the they're doing.
All right, well, maybe it's an attic. I mean, yeah, but you get my point. There you go. What am I, an architect? Come on now. 804 says, Jeff, even Howard Gutman on his show says that he cannot stand the communist anti-Semite new Democrats, but he hates Trump so much that he's still with the Democrats. Well, Howard is a putz in that regard, and I love Howard. But honest to God, if you cannot put aside your own personal contempt for President Trump, that you are willing to stand with out-and-out communists, you're willing to stand with people who hate Jews, then there's something wrong with you. Now, I didn't hear Howard say it. You know, Howard's show is, it's an hour on Saturday, right? The Howard Gutman Vanity Hour. But I guess that's the case. I can believe it, sadly. Except that I really do love Howard. He's a sweetheart. He's wrong on damn near everything, but he really is a sweetheart. As opposed to some people who are just wrong on everything, and then they're jerks on top of it, and you go, yeah, well, you know, I probably never have to see you again, and that'll be good. Howard, you think, aw, I like Howard. You get together, you don't have to talk about politics. Talk about anything but politics. It's the way that my relationship with Howard works, by the way. Anything but politics. And we're happy. We're happy. But I certainly can't stand with the Democrats anymore. I spent the bulk of my life as a Democrat. And I grew up in a neighborhood. We didn't even know what a Republican was, for God's sakes. So I'm definitely not, quote, anti-Democrat or anti-union. That's the other one that always kills me. My dad was a member of the National Treasury Employees Union. He was a leader at one point, if I recall correctly. I was a union member. I was a member of a couple of different unions. But, you know, a lot of this stuff has just outlived its usefulness. And I certainly am not going to stand with a political party that hates me. Right? Why would I? So I don't know why Howard does that. Is his loyalty to that party writ large so powerful? I hate to think so, but maybe, you know, maybe that's what it is. At some point, you just have to say, I got to look at a few other things, right? I've just got to look at a few other things in terms of political affiliation. And maybe you're not happy with President Trump. Okay. I don't quite get that, but okay, let's say you're not. Would you rather continue to support people who, like you, dislike President Trump and they hate you, or would you rather be with people who are very happy that you are who you are? wish you well, hope that you're happy and successful and healthy, and at the same time, they support President Trump. For the first time in months, one of the trade radio publications that I get newsletters from, you know, it's like once a week a newsletter thing comes out. And there's one guy there I've known for, I don't know, 30 years. Probably. He's been in talk radio as long as I was. Now, he's retired at this point. But every column for the last 5 months has been him trashing Trump. And I thought, well, I don't even need to read his column anymore. It's nothing about radio at this point. And I don't know why. Today was the day his column came out and it actually... host of Richmond's Morning News. I am talking, of course, about Rich Herrera. And at 4:05, the former host of Richmond's Morning News, the nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed, will be here. It is 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.